This is Wednesday afternoon, the 25th of May, 1977. And I'm Lyle Crist, and I'm talking with Bert Dunbar. We're going to talk a little bit about Alliance and his awareness of the city through many, many years. You've been in Alliance all your life, haven't you, Bert?
Since I came here when I was 2 years old,
Two?
1923. I was born in 1921.
What?
I was born in Alliance.
You,
born in Georgia.
Georgia?
Correct.
I didn't know that.
Correct.
But you were only two when you came here. And you went to, was it South Lincoln School?
South Lincoln, part of Auburn High School.
And then, let's see, what years were you at Alliance High School?
I graduated in 1943.
Okay.
January, that is.
January 43.
Mm-hmm.
And really, the one consideration that I want to chat with you about in particular today is your continuing awareness of sports in Alliance. You followed the high school sports and the grade school sports, all of them, haven't you?
Most of them, yes.
And let's just go back to those earlier years when you were at the South Freedom.
That's the first grade.
First grade?
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, who, remember your teacher?
Miss Hartzell. Esther Hartzell.
Esther Hartzell.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to South Lincoln?
Yes.
And can you recall any of the teacher's names there?
Mr. Cobbs, of course.
Everybody says, of course.
Let's see, Miss Winchester was another.
All right.
Miss Eakey.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, Mary Eakey.
Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm. May Smith, I think.
Miss Cassidy.
I believe that was Beulah Cassidy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Baugh.
All right.
Miss Rowland.
Miss Rowland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, when you were at South Lincoln School, were there any organized sports activities there?
No, there was not.
Were that they just gathered on the
playgrounds?
On the
right.
Playgrounds.
Right.
And where were the playgrounds?
Just in the back there.
By the school.
Right in back of it.
Do you recall any of the names of the of those who were active in the just the playground softball or?
There's so many.
Yes. Well, I just kind of keep them in thought. Tell me about the what we used to call the Hollow,
mm-hmm.
down there back of where the YMCA is. Didn't they used to have some games down there?
Yes, football and baseball both. They used to use it quite a bit.
Would South Lincoln kids use that?
Well, yes. Anybody living in the neighborhood close by and it's come down.
That's all filled in now.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. And you went to Alliance High School then.
Yep.
Who were the names of the players? Who were the players?
Let's see, Jack Hill was one.
All right.
McClure was another. Dick McClure, that is. Larry Castellone was another. Basil Skillern was one. Frank Iannotti was another.
And this would have been football?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep.
When I used to see you keep them score.
Well, they had that intramural league there one time at high school. Mr. Record was in charge of it.
And you were scorekeeper?
For the intramurals, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did that, though, in baseball, too, didn't you, in the summer?
Well, yeah, the school was out, yes. Just, mm-hmm.
Were the games, we're talking about, what, the 1940s?
Mm-hmm.
Were the games under the direction of the park department then in the summer?
Yeah.
Was there a what they called the hot stove league? Was that?
Well, not for quite a while after that. About 1940 or something like that.
What? But it was the same thing as a hot stove league.
Oh yeah.
They had teams and
yeah.
They had uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Not uniforms, just shirts. You know, just
yeah.
Shirts with names on.
Yeah.
YMCA ran some of that, and then the hot stove league got started, and that was that.
Do you remember any of the names of the teams?
Can't think of it now.
Well, we'll come back to that. What do you see, Bert, in terms of the sports and alliance today, 1977, compared to 30, 35 years ago? You see any changes?
Oh, yes, quite a bit.
In what way?
Well, they got a lot more teams than they used to have, for another thing. They need more room. They need fields and alliance, I know that.
Do you still follow them?
When I can, yes. I can get to it.
Well, you're getting around pretty well, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you go to all the basketball games?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Here in Alliance, anyhow.
Yeah. Do you travel to any of the away games?
When I can get a chance. Mm-hmm. When I get transportation, I do.
The fellows you've known on the teams, you've been on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
You just weren't up in the grandstand all the time, were you?
No, most of the time, yes.
Well, tell me, how are there any players that you recall over the years that you thought were particularly good in any of the sports? Ones that you thought were the real leaders?
Mm-hmm. There was some after I got out of school. It was quite a few.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for instance, a fellow like Hilly Hume.
Yeah. As before I got out,
okay.
Even though I was still in.
What do you remember about him?
Well, his neighbors saw him once.
Pardon?
I used to live about a block away from him.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where did he?
He lives on West Market, I live on Columbia Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, do you live in Columbia now?
No, East Cambridge.
Let's go back to when you were at South Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
You would walk then from Columbia to.
Yeah.
You were on the east side, the west side of Columbia, of Union Avenue.
Yeah.
Since you were in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And.
And part of the playground was a dump.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Well, they got the backstop now. It was a dump back there, and they filled it in.
A dump.
Mm-hmm.
Was it deep, like a hollow?
Oh, it's where they scoop stuff out.
Hmm.
And then the other side, where those houses are, was also one.
Wow.
On the other side of the street, and Oxford Street didn't go through.
Oxford?
West Oxford. Didn't I?
Okay.
Just come to Haines, and you had to go the other way to get across.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was the street a dirt street?
Well, it just was blocked off. You couldn't go through.
I see.
Because it's dump on one side of the road and dump on the other.
Were there any stores around there?
Hoff's Grocery was there then.
Where was that?
Lincoln and High Street. Almost across from the front of the school building.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Now it's a house.
That was Hoff's Grocery.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know the name of the person who owned it?
Fred Hoff.
Fred Hoff.
Right.
Did he continue in business after?
Well, he was there for quite a while, and he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And the people tried to run the store, and it closed up. Now it's a house.
Did you go in the store?
Oh, well, we used to get our groceries there, yes. We
what?
Lived in Columbia. That was the closest one to us.
What did you do after school when you were at South Lincoln?
Much, just stayed home.
Did you do any reading?
Oh, when I could.
Uh-huh. But you went to all the games.
When I got a chance, yes.
Did they, when you got to the high school, was that a ninth grade or?
Ninth, mm-hmm. From Park and Broadway to high school. Last semester I was in grade school, went to Park and Broadway, and went to high school from there.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did, do you remember any class in particular?
Only one I can think of was South Lincoln. Huh?
Okay.
Mr. Cobbs was reading that thing all the time.
Tell me about Mr. Cobbs. What do you remember about him?
He was all right. Kids were always scared of him. All that.
Did he ever paddle you?
No, I've seen him do it to other people.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you think that somebody would be paddled, did they respect him, or did
I
they...
I think so. At least most of them didn't.
Think they deserved the paddling?
Most of the time, I think so.
Well, we won't ask you any names of those who
no,
were paddled.
No, too many.
Did he teach?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Full time?
Yeah. He had that room upstairs, and he had his office down below.
Okay.
Well,
when you were at the high school,
mm-hmm.
and with the teams, would you say that there were, well, now, just for instance, you mentioned Basil Skillern.
Yes, I did.
Basil Skillern was black, wasn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he was.
Now, were there as many black athletes?
Not too many. He was about the only one, I think, about that time.
Did he play football?
Football and basketball both, yes.
What, do you remember the position?
I can't think offhand, but I know he did. We only had three colored kids in our class graduating.
In 1943, only
three had of them. Three. Yeah. I think June class had about a dozen, 10 or something like that.
Do you remember who they were?
Ours, you mean?
Yeah.
Basil Skillern was one, Eugene Thurman, and Mabel Anderson.
Is that so?
That's the only three we had.
Uh-huh. Well, Eugene Thurman's still in town, isn't
yeah.
Very active. And yeah. Mabel?
Anderson.
Anderson.
Right.
Do you know if she's in town?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I think she is.
Okay.
Don't go through it.
Do you go into the high school building today?
Not very much.
Do you think the kids have changed any?
Oh, my gosh. Quite a bit.
How?
Well, I don't know. Not as respectful as they were, I know that. Respect other people and so forth.
Mm-hmm. But there are some who do.
Oh, yeah.
Have you, with your sports activity, did you follow the college teams?
Some. Not too much.
Okay. Were you down, did you get to Early Hill?
Sometimes, yes.
For a game, for what, big baseball down there?
Yeah. And when two schools, State and Sand, were junior high schools. They played their games there, Early Hill Park, football, that is.
Do you recall any of the, either the baseball players and who were had the best batting averages? Or, well, let's start with that. Remember any names?
Hmm. I know they used to play their games at Lake Park. I remember that. High school then.
The high school played their games at Lake Park.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
Didn't have a field of their own.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Well, would you go out to Lake Park?
Well, in the school, somebody, oh. Some people drive and I go down with them. Yes.
Okay. Would there be many spectators there?
Yeah, quite a few.
This was what time are we talking
1940, 41, something like that. Uh-huh. Now they don't even use that field anymore.
I don't even remember a field at Lake Park.
Yeah, there is. There was. I mean, you had to get back off the road in there, and you could just sit. They were under the stands, people sit down, everything.
Do you remember Lake Placentia?
Oh yeah, sure.
Wasn't there a?
There was a good ball field there too.
Who played there?
Well, they had their own baseball team there. Called Lake Placentia, they played about every Sunday or holiday or Saturdays, whatever.
Do you remember any of the players?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, there was Terry Fox, he was from the Alliance here.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Phil Schwartzoff was another one.
What position did he play?
He played third baser, and he was also the coach.
Now, what years are we talking of?
Late 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm. They would play just on Sundays?
Well, and holidays, too. Oh. Or sometimes on Saturdays when they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were there any other places where games were played that have closed up since?
At least have a softball field down here on 183 called Trails End. I mean 173.
Well, between Alliance and Sebring.
Mm-hmm.
Trails End.
Yep. Between here and Sebring. We used to fill the place there all the time, nights.
Oh, that
was night. Mm-hmm.
What teams?
Well, Trails End had their own team. They just play about every night and fill it up.
Mm. That was softball.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Any others that you think of?
Well, Sunset Park was another one. They played baseball out there.
And that would be the Sunset Park team.
Mm-hmm.
Team.
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the players, either for Trails End or for Sunset?
The Sunset baseball team up there. Oh, it was... Well, I don't remember that. It's names, but I didn't know they had it.
All right. You're living with a brother now, is that right?
My sister.
All right.
Upstairs.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have other members of your family here?
Not in Alliance, no.
Okay. And have you... You've seen the way the town has changed over the years.
Oh, yes.
What's good about it? The changes.
Mm.
Anything you see that's good?
One part of town's finally getting the park, I noticed. West.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have anything in the way of changes that bothers you a little bit?
Not too much.
Pretty satisfied then.
Oh, yeah.
Did these teams... You said that the Sandlot teams would just wear maybe shirts with names on.
A long time ago, yes. Name, whatever it was, and stepping up.
Do you recall any of the names of the sponsors? Well,
Crackle Service Station was one. They used to have a Forest Grocery Alliance. They had a team also.
Forest?
Yeah.
Forest Grocery.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Then the VFW and the Eagles. Both had baseball teams for a kid.
Did
the Moose, yeah.
Moose Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Has anybody gone on to professional careers in sports that you from Alliance?
Well, Barnett did. Tom Barnett was one.
Tom Barnett.
Right.
That was football.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Of course, Charlie King was another one.
Right.
And Jim Davidson, until he got hurt.
Right.
And of course, Dawson, actually.
Glenn Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in baseball?
Let's see. This Paul Whittingham, I remember him. Then he went to the circus to come out. It's, I don't know, too late. He's in there too long.
Yeah.
Of course, he's dead now.
This would have been in the 40s.
Yeah. Paul Whittingham's dead now.
What position did he play?
Catch. He died about 2 years, 3 or 4 years ago.
I see.
Automobile accident.
But he did play pro.
Oh, baseball. Yeah, Pittsburgh, sure.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Any others you think of?
Well, John Streza for another one.
John Streza.
Yeah.
Is he still around town?
As far as I know. Yeah. Yep.
How many of those people that you saw on the sports fields 25, 35 years ago, how many of them do you see regularly now? Are there any
Not
of them?
Not too many. Most of them moved out of town or something like that.
Yeah. Is there any in particular that you think of, though?
Mm.
Who are still around?
Well, hey, I don't think anyone's in the life.
Tell me about this rivalry between Alliance and Canton and then Alliance and Maslin. Do you think that's a good thing?
Oh, yeah.
You ever talk to the fellas before the games and some of those big games through the years?
Mm.
Is there any particular one football game that you remember more than others?
First time we'd beat Massillon in 16 years. I remember that one. 48.
1948.
Yeah. 14-0.
Was that here or there?
That was here in Alliance.
What happened after the game?
They took the goalpost down and come down Union Avenue. And oh, my, one of them, boy, that was quite a thing.
You were right with him, huh?
No, with him, but you could hear it.
Do you remember any of the names of the players?
There's them. Jerry Thorpe was one at that time. John Borton was another one. Yep. Yeah. First time in 16 years. Yeah.
That was a pretty good time that night.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a full house?
Oh, yeah. Then we beat McKinley 51 the first time in 19 years.
Oh, 1951. That was first time in 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
What was the score of that game? Do you remember?
20-14. That was up here.
How can you remember those scores?
I was there. That's the reason I remember it. Yeah. From there, I remember it.
Well, now that 20-14 game, that one didn't really settle to the last minute, was it?
It was 51. Dawson was only a junior at that time.
Did he start the game?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where did you mention John Borton? Was he the quarterback?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was only a sophomore then.
Did he go on to play pro ball?
No, I don't think so. Got a bad shoulder and he couldn't.
I see. Who were the coaches?
Let's see. Hoppus was a coach in football when I was in high school. Well, Wilcoxon was, and Hoppus followed
him. Do you remember Hoppus' first name?
They called him Dutch.
Dutch!
Leonard Hoppus, I believe, is first.
Leonard Hoppus.
Leonard Dutch Hoppus.
Mm-hmm. This was in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow any of the professional games? Did you get up to see the Cleveland Indians or the Cleveland Browns?
Oh, not too often. Hear it on the radio, and that's about it.
Do you listen regularly?
Most of the time.
What's your opinion of sports? Does it serve a purpose?
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing keeps the kids busy, anyhow, out of trouble.
Yeah. Well, now you've been around the YMCA a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me what you remember about the YMCA back in the 30s and 40s.
No one man. He was there, and he's been dead 5 years. He was one of the best ones they ever had. Dick Pearson. He was one of the best men they had over there. He died.
Do you remember any others?
Let's see. Jack Searman was there. He's down Dayton, I believe.
Was the, let's see, the YMCA at that time, of course, was a different building, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right where Stanton is now.
You recall what that building looked like?
White, it's a white house. It's down Oxford Street. They moved the house.
And did they have as many programs then as they do now?
No. They didn't have any room, too much room. They didn't have too much room at that time.
Dick Pearson, you mentioned, was he, what was his, he was the executive secretary, I guess.
Well, he was the physical director.
Oh, physical.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Barrymore was the executive director.
Mr. Barrymore.
Yeah. At that time, when he first came to the Lions.
All right. Well, they didn't have a gym, though.
No, they had to use the Methodist Church.
Oh.
Yep.
Methodist Church gym.
Yeah, our one over Broadway there.
All right. Well, then the YMCA sponsored what, basketball leagues?
Church league, kids leagues, and so forth.
Would you go to watch those games?
Oh, yes.
Did you, for example, let's say it's 1940, or 42 or something like that. Did you go? Was it just one night a week, or did they
well,
play?
Well, several nights a week because the church leaves me one night, the other leaves me other times. And the kids leave on Saturday morning, Saturday, of course. Kids had their leave on Saturdays.
Do you remember Alliance then during World War II?
Some.
What were the? Do you recall any changes that this town went through?
I can't think of anything right now. Right
were there
now.
As many games?
Oh, some, yes. Not as many, but they kept busy. Yeah.
Do you feel that there is a greater stress on athletics today in the high school than there was in the 40s?
Well, yes. Since they got the girls involved.
Yeah, it's a good subject to explore. Did they have the girls' teams in the 40s?
No, just boys. And not as many boys' teams either. Just football, basketball, that's about, and baseball, I guess. It's about the three.
Do you follow the girls' games today?
Nope. They don't schedules in the paper. Then nobody knows what it is.
I see.
They won't do it and you can't follow.
Were you close to some of the people who were at the Alliance Review with regard to sports?
Well, two men I knew real well. They're both dead now. John Hanlon and Cy Butler.
What do you remember about them?
I don't remember too much about them, but I know they both treated me pretty good.
Well, could you tell us, for instance, something that they did that you were pleased with?
Well, Cy started the hot stove in my life. I do remember that. He's one that founded it.
Was he the sports editor?
Well, Hamill was the sports editor, but Cy was there also.
He was a writer.
Yeah.
Do you read the Alliance Review all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Do you read just local news, or do you read world news too?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
One into the other.
What do you think about the whole world today?
It's a mess. We don't feel about it anyhow.
What do you think we ought to do?
I don't know.
A lot of people in Alliance know you, don't they?
I think so.
You have a lot of friends.
Most of the friends I got in this town went to Southland School with me, or I went with them, something like that. All that side of town.
Yeah.
Most of them anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
Most of them anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, because I see them waving to you. And you know them pretty well. Can I think of anything else you'd like to say?
Can't think of anything.
Well, what do you think our prospects are for next year at the high school?
I wish I knew that.
Yeah. You'd be a prophet then.
That's right.
As it is, you're a historian right now. You used to keep those batting averages, didn't you?
Not too often.
Oh, you did. I can remember you used to tell me the batting average.
I read it out of the paper. That's how I did that.
you had it down on your own paper, did you?
No.
Well, you got some of them down somewhere. You're always pretty good at figures, weren't you?
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll bring this to a close. This has been an interview with Bert Dunbar. What's your address, Bert?
222 East Cambridge.
222 East Cambridge in Alliance. We've been just talking a little bit about South Lincoln School and the high school and the sports events through the years. And this is Lyle Christen signing off this interview for the Oral History Project.